WWIB as we get Jason Kanz on the air for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your day off to today?
Well, how is my day off today so far?
How's your day starting out? Because mine is kind of frustrating.
So. Yeah, mine's okay. Tell me about yours.
I had the longest light in the world. Like, I hit the Melby Street interchange on 53 every day, and you kind of, today, for whatever reason, it was on a different setting. It was like, you are going to sit here and wait forever setting. So
my question to you is, if there's no traffic coming, do you ever feel the compulsion to just say, you know what? I stopped and looked, and I'm going to go.
That may have happened in my life. It didn't happen this morning. So,
okay.
Anyhow.
All right. That's fair.
And then, I don't know, some things got worked on technically yesterday, and so different studio adjustments. And so, yeah, I'm just kind of dealing this morning. So
dealing with technical difficulties.
Yeah, I remember back in the day on television, they would say, we're having technical difficulties.
We're having technical difficulties. Well, we're able to connect, so that's good.
Yes, that is good. And our friend Cody has chimed in on the WIB Wake Up Show page, which you can ask to be a part of, and we appreciate those who are. And he says, Mark and Jason, if at all possible, I'd really appreciate your cohesive thoughts on the best 5 minutes of the day on faith in the workplace, especially one where having faith in Jesus isn't necessarily a part of the focus like working at WIB. Nonetheless, this here is a list of my competencies at my workplace. Adaptability, flexibility, analytical thinking, attention to detail and organization, cooperation, dependability, independence, integrity, initiative, productivity, self-control, and stress tolerance. And he says a place where having faith, he says, regardless, with my desire to love my coworkers well, being an example of the love that Jesus has for me, I'm able to approach and desire to practice these like the fruits of the Spirit, as I believe they share the same characteristics as the fruit. And he wants our thoughts.
Yeah, you know, that's definitely something we think about coming into the workplace, right, is how do we carry the love of Christ into that space? And, you know, I know that, for example, when you face frustrations, whether they be long lights or technical difficulties, it can sometimes be easier to bring in lots of irritability and anger. And, you know, for me, I sometimes have to check myself. I recall a situation years ago where a colleague of mine had made a mistake and I snapped at her. Mm. And I had to come back to her and say, I'm really sorry. That was not at all how I want to show up in this space. And so I think honestly acknowledging our humanity. But, you know, Cody pointed out the fruit of the Spirit. And I think those sorts of things, what does it look like to be kind and loving and joyful in those spaces? What does a gentle person look like in the workplace are all really good questions.
Yeah. A couple of quotes come to mind for me. You know, if you've hung around me, I've been quoted it a lot lately, but Joseph Aldrich in his book Gentle Persuasion, former head of Multnomah School of the Bible, said, love people until they ask you why, which I love.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a fellow by the name of Francis of Assisi said, preach the gospel at all times and if necessary, use words, implying the understanding that often the most powerful sermons are unspoken. And I think especially in the workplace where people see you day in and day out, they don't need to be preached to. So it's just live the life. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, loving people well, engaging relationally, I think is a great idea.
Cody further chimed in and said that he believes this is very much the message of the song Jesus Loves You and I'm Trying from Jason Grace. So tell you what, we'll try to get that song coming out of the Best Five this morning. So
it's a good one.
All right, in the meantime, and I think it is very helpful, whatever, you work with people who may not be believers, so remembering that, but then also, I think with Paul, we need to say, we are the chief among sinners. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, I think that seeing
you... Yeah, own that.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love over judgment, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. If you're judging, you're not loving.
That's a good phrase. You should add that to your list of phrases.
I will. Acts 1:21-22.
Yeah, it says, so now we must choose a replacement for Judas from among the men who were with us in the entire time we were traveling with the Lord Jesus. From the time he was baptized by John until the day he was taken from us, whoever is chosen will join us as a witness of Jesus' resurrection.
Huh. All right, and from Letters to the Beloved, on those verses, Jason says, I wanted them to replace Judas among their number to restore them to 12, representing wholeness and a reminder of the 12 tribes. I expected them to observe specific criteria in their choice. The new apostle must have been a disciple of Jesus since the beginning of his ministry, straight through to the resurrection, so that he could accurately retell the message of my kingdom. I know that sometimes people are confused about the difference between apostles and disciples. My son appointed the 12 apostles as the first leaders. However, he had many more disciples who followed him and learned from him over the years. Final thought.
Yeah, for me, that first part there where it's talking about restoring to wholeness, there's so many different places in the Bible where we see numbers representing things, and 12 is one of those where we see it represents wholeness, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 apostles, and so I think that was important for them in the early church.
Very good. Thanks so much for the discussion.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye. I never want it to end, but it's got to. At, 5, maybe 6 minutes maximum. We probably went 6 today. Kind of cool, everybody. Even though it's morning, we're going to go to evening. Evening Peters, the public relations coordinator for Hope Gospel Mission. Evening, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thanks for your honest acknowledgement off the air that you are not a morning person, but you made an exception for us. Thank you.
I have. You know, my name suits me. I am definitely an evening person.
Oh, well, there is an exciting development going on this Saturday. It's a fundraiser, a car wash fundraiser, and we want to find out about that. But kind of a unique way that this came to be, right, for Hope Gospel?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's really cool because it's actually resident-initiated. It's organized by residents, and residents wanted it to be part of the capital campaign. As you might have heard, it's for the learning center that we've been raising money to finish the project. And so they wanted us to do something that involves them being able to be part of this. And so that was the birth of the Hope and Soap Car Wash fundraiser.
Yeah, that beautiful Solomon Learning Center. Now, what was the overall goal and how far along are you guys?
Yes, so the overall goal was $1.8 million. We are 80% funded, so we're about $360,000 away from reaching our goal.
Well, let's finish it off on Saturday for the car wash, huh? What do you say?
I would love that. I think we would all be so thrilled.
So what are the hours then? When is this going on?
It is Saturday, May 11th, so this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so there'll be free will donation. And remember, it's Mother's Day weekend, so bring your mom's car and get it washed.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. I was thinking that you beat me to it there. Take mom's car and get it washed. That seems to be. It's a great idea. And again, for those who don't know, I mean, this is right there at the mission on the west side of town, right?
Absolutely. It is going to be right next to the new facility, the Mercantile Drive Learning Center. The Hope Renewal Center for Men building is right next to the new Learning Center. This is an opportunity for the community to be part of what God is doing at Hope Gospel Mission. We're so excited because this will allow our residents to be able to have personal space and be able to meet with their counselors and renewal counselors and mentors and just be able to focus on their education and their program. Where right now we've definitely outgrown the space that we have on Western Avenue. So we're super excited for this incredible building that's coming up. And we want to finish it strong, and we're hoping you will join us as well.
Again, so give us the where and the time again, the where and the when.
Yeah, absolutely. So 2650 Mercantile Drive on the west side of Eau Claire, right across from Festival Foods. It's going to be this Saturday, May 11th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., free will donation, and we're so thankful for all of our wonderful sponsors. And again, thank you so much for having me on your show to be able to tell your listeners about this. So visit hopegospelmission.org or our Facebook page to be able to find out more.
Fantastic evening. Thanks so much. Have a great day. We appreciate it. Evening Peters, the public relations coordinator for Hope Gospel, 10 to 2 car wash on the eve of Mother's Day. And yes, exactly what she said. Take mom's car in and get it washed for one of maybe many gifts you can shower mom with this Mother's Day weekend. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Continuing on Tuesday trivia, we stumped the listeners. The listeners were stumped. Not necessarily trying, but, you know, it worked that way three times yesterday, so maybe fourth time's the charm, Caleb.
Yes, 715-723-2555. Our Tuesday trivia question now, our Win It Wednesday question is this. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. What is it? A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. We are giving away a 12-inch hanging floral basket courtesy of Blueview Greenhouse right across from Turtleback and Rice Lake, valued at $47.99. And somebody already wants to jump right in and guess. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry tried hard yesterday as well, too. I remember that. Go ahead, Sherry. You're first out of the chute. What do you think?
Popcorn.
Is it popcorn? That was actually guessed yesterday.
I think it was, yeah.
So you can have a bonus guess if you want. But there's like five people behind you in line, so.
I'm going to guess tacos.
Is it tacos? Not tacos.
Sorry.
I'm not going to buzz you because I didn't have it ready. But call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
All right, Vicky, fire away.
She just took my guess.
All right, well, come up with something.
I'm thinking something spicy like chili.
Is it chili? Not chili. Thank you, Vicky.
I've never been pregnant, but I wouldn't think spicy.
I don't know.
Okay.
All right, good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday.
Did I need to say I've never been pregnant? I'm sorry, that was kind of obvious. I watched the movie Junior, okay, so I'm just clarifying.
Good morning, go ahead.
Yeah, this is PCD John. Would it be eggs?
Would it be eggs, PCD John? No, but good to hear from you, friend.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Dave from Rock Falls.
Dave from Rock Falls. We haven't heard from Rock Falls.
Yeah, good
yet.
To hear from you, Dave.
Go ahead.
How about cheese?
Cheese?
Just cheese.
Just cheese. I think that was yesterday.
You got a bonus guess?
Yogurt?
Yogurt. Staying with the dairy category, is it yogurt? It's not, but thanks for calling us from Rock Falls. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Again,
we have had a lot of guesses, I'll tell you, but not the right answer.
A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. Let us go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry's back through. Go ahead, Sherry.
How about cold cereal?
Cold cereal. What kind? Like what specific cold cereal?
Oh, I like Rice Krispies.
Oh, those are good. I mean, no.
He's teasing you because that's not the right answer.
I just like talking about cereal. But no, cold cereal is not the answer. Otherwise, we'd have people naming all the cold cereals.
But you can be on the Livia plan and actually have cereal, right?
Oh, yeah. Peanut butter chocolate, kind of a Cheerios is what I got recently. So yeah. Fantastic. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Halva. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Taryn from Menominee.
All right, Taryn, go ahead. What do you think?
I think it's bananas.
You think it's bananas? Is it bananas?
I wish it was for her.
We're just giving you a quiet little buzzer there, Taryn. I don't know if people could hear it, but Taryn's our friend, so we're just giving her a quiet buzzer. Call us back, 715-723-2555. I think we have time for three more guesses, so let's see if we can get this solved. Good morning. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. What's your guess? But first, where are you calling from and what's your name?
Denise from Stanley. I'm going to guess noodles.
Noodles. Denise, is it noodles? It's not noodles. Call us back if you can get through. 715-723-2555. Two more tries. Good morning, WWIB. Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rose from Phillips, and I'm guessing sweets, like bakery sweets.
Like bakery sweets. Rose from Phillips. Is it bakery sweets? It's not, but good to hear from you, Rose. 715-723-2555. There are so many people calling. How do I figure this out? How about this one? Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Bill from Ladysmith.
All right, Bill from Ladysmith. What do you think?
I'm thinking pickles.
Is it pickles? That was guessed very early, so you can have another guess if you want.
Oh, how about hot dogs?
Is it hot dogs?
No.
It's not. And so thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. We're going to kick this off for 20 minutes or so, Halvo, and see maybe we can come up with a clue of some sort.
We got to give some kind of hint.
We got to figure this out. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. Hang with us. About 20 minutes, we're going to give you another shot.
Hi, this is Joe Grace. I was calling because I wanted to nominate my wife, Emily, for the Take Mom to the Movies contest. I travel for work, so I am gone from home a lot, and she keeps our household running, as well as homeschooling our four children. In addition to that, she manages all the finances in our house, and She also has taken on the responsibility of managing and taking care of the logistics for our homeschool track and field team, the Chippewa Valley Lightning Bolts, which is 60 kids strong this year. She has a full plate, and she manages it all without any complaints. And she would love to be taken to the movies.
Well, thank you so much for that wonderful voicemail tribute to your wife, Joe. And guess what? You're going to take her to the movies on our dime. Congratulations. We're sending you both to see Unsung Hero at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls, your choice. Here's another winner of a pair of passes to see Unsung Hero.
Hi, this is Heather. I'm calling to honor my mother, Dawn. She's honestly always been there for me, even as a kid when, you know, your mom is maybe gets on your nerves a little bit, but through everything we've ever been through, she's been there for me. And even as an adult with three little kids of my own, my mom has always looked out for me and checked in on me and just got the kind of heart that she will give and help anybody and everybody. And hopefully one day I can be as amazing as she is.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Heather, for that beautiful tribute to your mom, Dawn. And congratulations. We are sending you together to see Unsung Hero at Mycon Cinemas in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Win It Wednesday, round five. Three rounds yesterday on Tuesday Trivia. We go for a fifth time to, so far, a question no one's gotten the correct answer to.
Yes, and the question is as follows here on WWIB. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving, again, giving away a 12-inch gorgeous hanging floral basket courtesy of Blue View Greenhouse in Rice Lake, valued at $47.99.
Boy, would that be sweet to get for Mother's Day? And say you want it for mom on the radio, on the WIB Wake Up Show?
It's like, man, I tried really, really hard and got this when no one else could, mom. So
I know.
Just how special you are.
That's how smart you made me, mom.
We decided to give you the incorrect answers here, and that will lead into the clue. So incorrect answers that I have.
Yep.
A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. It's not pickles, ice cream, fruit, fast food, chocolate, popcorn, potato chips, bacon, cheese, peanut butter, meat, candy, fish, seaweed, spinach artichoke dip, pasta, olives, popsicles, ice cubes, pretzels, cold milk, onion rings, breadsticks, malts, blueberries, pizza fries, donuts, or french fries.
It is also not tacos, chili, eggs, yogurt, cold cereal, bananas, bakery sweets, or hot dogs.
All right. And so the clue then
is that as you listen to those answers, there's a number of those that kind of dance around it. There's a number of those, you put them in a category, and they dance around with the actual answers. Now, my mom chiming in, she listens to the live stream on WIB.com in Wauwatosa. Good morning, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. And she said, just between us, is it mushrooms? It's not.
All
sorry.
Right, so we'll add another one.
Yeah, not mushrooms.
Add another one. 715-723-2555. Again, we've heard from Bloomer, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, Fall Creek, Phillips, Cadott, La Crosse, Rib Lake, Cornell, Oliva, Kennan, Barron, Chautauqua, Prairie Farm, Birchwood, Rock Falls, Stanley, Phillips, and Ladysmith. I know there's people waiting. I just wanted to say.
You kept track even this morning.
Yeah, it's been all over the place. Let's go here. Good morning. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry, Rope Jump Capital of the World.
Yes,
in Bloomer. Go ahead, Sherry.
I'm going to say PB&J.
Is it PB&J, Sherry from Bloomer? No.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. That's not it.
Put the buzzer in the wrong place. There were some changes yesterday to our system. It's okay. I screwed that up. It is not PB&J.
All right. Sorry to tease you, Sherry, but you've been working hard at this.
I messed that up. All right. Sorry. Well, that's the sound someone will hear at some point.
I probably just made the best of the week. But all right, 723-2555.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is BCD John. Would it be tuna?
Would it be tuna?
It's not it, John.
At least I got my buzzer.
You were quick on it that time.
Yes. Sorry, John. I just had to really make sure. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rose from Phillips.
All right.
What do you think, Rose?
Spicy foods.
I felt like that was somewhere in the lineup.
Well,
there,
I mean, earlier with chili, I think Ricky mentioned spicy
but
foods.
But I guess we can just... Well, the Milwaukee Brewers lost Game 1 to the Kansas City Royals, and it looked like they were going to lose Game 2 in that series from Kansas City as they trailed by 2 runs with 2 outs and 2 strikes on Willy Adames in the top of the ninth inning last night, and then this happened.
Fly ball, left field. It is back. It is gone! A three-run go-ahead home run for Willie Adames. What a shot in the arm for the Brew Crew.
That's Jeff Levering on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
We're going to try it again on a Win It Wednesday. We want a winner of this beautiful hanging basket from Blueview Greenhouse across from Turtleback in Rice Lake. $47.99 value ahead of Mother's Day.
715-723-2555. The question is this. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. We've told you before as we regaled you with a list of incorrect answers. We said some were dancing around it, getting close to the right answer. And we're going to tell you this time, our clue this time, think combination food. Maybe even some of those answers you heard before. You might add some of those. Think combination food, all right? So a couple different things kind of put in combination.
Yep. Our biggest and best hint so far. 723-2555, 723-2555. We're looking for a winner.
This person thinks they know. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Beth Deitch from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth Deitch from Eau Claire. What do you think?
Ketchup.
Is it ketchup? Not ketchup. Call us back, Beth. 715-723-2555.
Again, the hint is combination food.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sherry from Bloomer.
The jump rope capital of the world, as you informed us earlier this hour. What do you think, Sherry?
How about pickles and peanut butter?
Pickles and peanut butter.
Because we'd had pickles earlier. I don't know if we'd had peanut butter, but that's not it.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Sherry. Again, number one pregnancy craving according to a study. Let's keep on going. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show?
Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
Go ahead.
Is it a cheeseburger?
Is it a cheeseburger? Mr. Lunt would love that from VeggieTales. Not a cheeseburger. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
PCD John. Would it be hot salsa chips?
Hot salsa chips. PCD John? No. 715-723-2555. Man, there's just so many people who want to get in, so we're going to keep on cycling through these. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hi, this is Sandra from Eau Claire.
Hey, Sandra, what do you think?
Is it spaghetti?
Is it spaghetti? Not spaghetti. Thank you, Sandra. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Again, the hint, it's a combination food.
Combination food. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ethel Badness. From Cumberland.
Hi,
and the answer is chocolate strawberries.
Strawberries. That's a great gift for moms for Mother's Day or really any time. And, you know, dads like them too. Is it chocolate strawberries?
Sorry, Ethel.
I'm afraid it isn't, but thank you so much for the call.
Enjoy the Island City.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
All right, Vicky, what do you think?
Go ahead.
I craved peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Okay.
That is delicious. Is that what we need? It's not. It's not. 715-723-2555.
Well, people picking up on the hint of combination food, but still not getting it.
Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tara from Shatek.
Hey, Tara, go ahead.
Is it ice cream?
Is it ice cream? Not ice cream. Thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Wow, it's looking more and more like we're going to bump this to 845, fourth segment of the day.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Caitlin from Eau Claire.
Go ahead.
Cheese and crackers?
Is it cheese and crackers? It is not. But I will say, can we say, Halvo, in a way, she was probably one of the closest guesses in a way.
Yeah, in that sense, yeah.
In that sense,
I guess we've said that.
Because we know you guys don't. Good morning, WWIB. We can do two more guesses here. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Bill again from Ladysmith.
Hey, Bill, you've been trying hard. What do you think?
I'm thinking just plain old chips and dip.
Chips and dip. Is it chips and dip, Halvo?
Sorry.
No.
Oh.
Thank you, Bill. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Chippewa.
Mary, go ahead.
Is it peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich?
Ooh, like wow. A fluffernutter, right? Peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich.
Mm. You're getting us hungry here, though.
It's not. And I guess let's just do one more. One more. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. Last try before we push this off. Another 20 minutes on the WIB Wake Up Show for that Blue View Greenhouse hanging basket. First, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Barb from Birchwood.
Barb from Birchwood. Love it. Go ahead. What do you think, Barb?
Sweets.
Is it sweets? Well, we're thinking combination food. Sweets, you say?
Tacos. Oh, yeah. I wanted sweets.
Sweets.
I think sweets has been guessed. Yeah, it's been so guessed. Go so ahead.
You
can one
have
more.
A bonus guess. Oh. Go ahead.
Again, Caleb
tacos.
Said
tacos.
Is it tacos?
No.
Barb from Birchwood? No.
That was guessed earlier today, too. So, all right, we go to 845 here on WWIB.
And now it gets tougher for us because we're going to have to figure out what kind of clue we can give.
We're going to double down on a clue that you gave, I believe. We're going to do it. Seventh time is going to be the time. Yesterday, Tuesday trivia, three tries. Today, this is our fourth together, seven times to give away a beautiful hanging basket from Blue View Greenhouse across from Turtleback and Rice Lake, Caleb.
Well, I mean, biblically, seven is
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's the number. Number.
Completion rate?
Yeah.
So, yeah, this has got to be it. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday trivia for a chance to win that Blue View Greenhouse and Rice Lake hanging basket valued at $47.99.
Beautiful.
A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. A study found this was the number one pregnancy craving. We've given you as many clues as we can. We've told you, think combination food. Combination food.
And then also, if you listen late in the last segment, with combination food having been said, someone called in cheese and crackers. Was it Mary in Chippewa Falls? Somebody like that said cheese and crackers. Caitlin and Eau Claire, whoever. And so Caleb said that was about as close as anybody. So, again, we've offered up that to you.
All right, let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Win It Wednesday here in the WIB Wake Up Show.
I'm going to try it one more time. Beth from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, go ahead.
How about a grilled cheese sandwich?
A grilled cheese sandwich, Beth from Eau Claire.
Not it.
But it does sound delicious.
Yeah.
Thank you, Beth. Call us back, though. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Susan from Kadah.
From Kadah. All right, go ahead.
Mac and cheese.
Is it mac and cheese?
That's not it. People pick it up on the cheese part.
Yep.
Pick it up on the cheese part.
Good job. Keep it going. 715-723-2555. Number one pregnancy craving combination food. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, hey, Sherry. Do you got the right answer?
I'm going to say tuna and cheese.
Tuna and cheese.
That's different. I don't think I've had that.
I don't think I've had that before either.
I guess if you put a tuna sandwich, you could put a little mayo, a little cheese on there, maybe some lettuce.
There's lots of possibilities here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Janine on Alaska.
Hey,
and
Janine.
I craved pretzels and trail mix with M&M's.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to have the M&M's and maybe some chocolate chips to make the trail mix.
When people say, do you like trail mix? I'm like, does it have M&M's?
Janine from on Alaska. No, it's not what we're looking for, but thank you.
Yeah, thanks
good
for calling, Janine.
The Cooley region.
We love the Cooley region.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Candy from Stanley.
Candy from Stanley, go ahead.
Are you going to guess candy?
That's already been
I'm
guessed,
going
so
to
don't.
Guess French fries and ice cream.
French fries and ice cream.
All right, listen, Caleb.
No.
If we were playing hotter and colder, we were getting hot, we are getting colder.
Let's just, should we just say, make sure there's cheese in
yeah.
the answer? It
again, I mean, when you give the actual answer, it may not, but you know the actual answer has cheese involved with it.
Cheese is involved, yes.
Don't forget the cheese. We are the dairy state.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Sandra from Montclair.
All right, Sandra, let's do this.
How about chips and salsa?
Chips and salsa. Sandra, again, you're
so close.
You're getting close.
Give us another try. Give us another.
Yeah, try again. Try again. And if you were listening to what we just said.
So she can guess right now?
Yeah, sure.
You got another guess,
why
Sandra?
Not?
You're
why not?
Really
go
close.
Ahead, Sandra.
Chips and spinach dip?
Not what we're looking for. Thank you. Call us back.
We gave her two tries. All right.
We're trying. We're going to get this. Yeah. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Win It Wednesday. Please be our winner.
Mary from Chippewa.
Yeah.
Is it pickles and cheese?
Is it pickles and cheese?
No.
We got the cheese part.
We got the cheese part. You can
again,
forget the
cheese
pickles.
Cheese is going to be incorporated in this.
And again, when you say cheese, I mean, when the actual answer is really one word, and it's not necessarily, it doesn't say cheese, but you know word, cheese is a part of this.
Yes.
Everybody's had this.
So hard.
Everybody's had this.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Come hey, on, Paul. What if you're a mom?
Picking up on all the hints, I was going to go with something else, but I'm going to go with chips and cheese or cheese sauce.
And what might you call that?
What's another name for that, Paul?
Nachos?
Yes!
Thank you, Paul from Willard. Yes, in this study, the number one pregnancy craving was nachos.
Nachos!
Paul, you are our Win It Wednesday winner with 5 minutes to spare. Well done. Hang on the line.
And, who are you going to give the hanging basket to, Paul?
My wife just said that every year she gives her mom a hanging basket, so I think I'll save some money and give it to my mom.
There we go.
Well,
fantastic.
There you go. Paul, you hang on the line. We're just going to get a little bit of info from you so we can send it to Blueview Greenhouse in Rice Lake. Thank you to them for sponsoring the trivia and hang on the line for us, Paul.
Two days worth of wrong answers.
We made it. Good job, everybody. Again, just phenomenal participation. Thank you so much. All right, we have a birthday boy today, Dave Fry from Sidewalk Prophets. We had the privilege of meeting him at One Fest when he came there. And just, again, phenomenal guy and follows Jesus Christ wholeheartedly. So happy birthday, Dave. And this is the brand new song from Sidewalk Prophets. It's called Hurt People.